Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't know why. Sometimes the show, little, just since it's just you and us talking, squawking, shooting it, you know what I mean? Sometimes the show ends at 10 o'clock, and I don't know if you guys have this, but it's like every ounce of energy gets just dropped, just drains from me. Do you ever have that? Like, you go and go and go and go, and at 10 o'clock it hits, and then you go, whoa.
Oh, I just, at 10 o'clock, I get excited because I get my food. So I get a burst of food energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you do the fasting thing.
Yeah. So at 10 o'clock, it's very exciting for me.
It really doesn't matter what I say or ask. You know,
okay. I mean, I'm really tired.
No. I'm not looking for you to agree. It's fine. I'm just teasing. But yeah, you guys ever get that? Like, some, like, you just go, 10 o'clock, and then...
Really? Yeah, it's like...
It's
not until the ride home.
Oh, they get that too?
Halfway at the ride home, yeah. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I get tired. Ready, ready for nap.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever pull over?
Yes, I did it. I've done it twice so far. Epping at the CVS, the Burger King there.
I did it in the parking ride at Epping. Yeah. I just pulled up, but I got to be honest with you, I get sketched out in that corner there.
Yeah, parking
I don't
ride
go down
scare
by the
me.
Corner.
Don't go to a store.
No, a parking ride. I feel more comfortable at the parking ride. I just go to the MTM, but not near the woods.
Okay. I've planned it now.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, I'm just telling you the truth.
And I get nervous because, well, I used to run through a parking ride, and I used to question why there were so many people, like, sitting in cars and waiting and, who knows, maybe taking a nap.
Yeah.
Then found out what they were meeting up for in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I got nervous.
Do you ever walk by a car and see only one person sitting in it, and then when the car leaves, there's two people in it?
So there's...
Or I sometimes would skirt and run through a path in the woods. I made a big mistake, and I will never run through a path in the woods by a park and ride again.
You know, I got to tell you, I know some people in law enforcement, as you know, and law enforcement sometimes have to deal with things that go on in places like that. You know what I've never understood? I may know a friend of mine who was working in that capacity, had to go up and like, okay, hey, that can't happen here anymore.
Break it up.
And they were at a little park by the water, okay? Mm-hmm. So this person was fishing down by on the shore, just kind of fishing. And a dude walked up and grabbed his balls. Like, A, rude.
The worm.
No, but my point is like, at what point do you forget to be, polite?
Well, what I'm saying,
I don't
like,
care if you're looking for that.
So there used to be like these and Craigslist used to do it with the misconnections and stuff. They used to arrange so I'm thinking to myself, so you stop at a park and ride to take a nap. Obviously you're innocent. But what happens if someone said, male, late, 50s, I'm going to be at the park and ride at 1 o'clock today.
And then I roll up and I'm going to take a nap.
And they're thinking you're the one that they're supposed to meet. So they had all these arrangements done that you don't know as a stranger if you're pulling into a situation where they might think you were the hookup.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but I think you actively, I was in my car, I never got out of the car. I pull up next to the entrance, whatever, and just, lay back, whatever, close my eyes for 20 minutes. I'm very paranoid about sleeping in public. So I kind of sleep with one eye open, and I don't really worry about that. But my thing is, so what if you're looking for that, right? I get it. Whatever. That's cool. Why don't you just ask? Like, if I walk up to you, Scotty, and I grab you in the crotch, I've broken the law. Why can't I just go, hey, man, you want to mess around? And you go, no. And I go, okay.
No,
I haven't broken the law.
I think what has always kind of made me chuckle a little bit is when you think about it, it's, they're usually parks.
Yeah.
Or you know, places like that. Mm-hmm. And a park is usually where you bring the family.
Not really.
Oh, okay, well, but I mean...
Not anymore. I mean, like, they take... There's certain parks where you do, and others where you don't.
What did you just say? Not anymore.
Yeah.
But like, I don't mean to make us sound... But back in our day, we went to the park. We, you know, we're going down, go for a walk. But it's funny how that's where they choose... That's where people are choosing to go do. Now, park and ride, I totally see it. Have seen it, you know, because a lot of times for shows, we'd be like, hey, listen, leave your car at the park and ride. You pull in, there's a guy sitting in his seats hiked all the way back, and then when they go to leave, all of a sudden, there's another person there that you didn't see before because their head was down.
Yeah.
You know, and it just...
They go hop in the car next to it.
You know, and I just laugh and whatever, but I just find that the two times, because I know Greg has a beautiful park down by where he lives, that I used to walk all the time.
Sure.
And every once in a while, you kind of walk and you go around a corner and you know something was going on because the two people all of a sudden...
Straighten up.
Everything's fine. Yep. And it just always kind of made me laugh. You know,
I don't want to look.
Two consenting adults.
You go do what you want.
Make yourself happy.
But, you know, if you're going to go up and just grab somebody, that's why it never made sense, right? Like, if you just go up and say, hey, you want to mess around? You haven't broken the law. Nobody gets in trouble. Because the people that do that, a lot of them are in the closet. They don't, they're married, they have kids. They just do that, and that's, you know, whatever.
I don't know. Before I would ask that, I would want to get some clear indication that we're on the same page.
But even if I walk up to you and I say, hey,
are you interested?
Are you here first? Right, that's my point.
Yes.
Even asking, I wouldn't want a predetermined hookup via email or whatever people do.
Even asking, though, Kelly, my point is that you have not broken the law.
Yeah.
But grabbing somebody, what the fuck? Like you, what an idiot.
Well, that's assault.
Yeah.
Sexual assault.
So you do it to a woman, guess what? Same thing, you go to jail. So anyway, I did roll up to one particular place and I got out of the car. I want to shoot the sunset, and I didn't pay attention. I did not pay attention. And I pulled over, and I pulled into the parking spot. I jumped out. I had my rig, you know, the tripod and the camera. Boom. I went, you know, I walked a couple hundred yards to where I wanted to shoot. And the next thing I know, there's a dude standing behind me. You know, and he didn't say anything. He did nothing wrong. He was fine, but he was definitely... looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it clear that I was not. I'm just here to photograph, man. And he was fine. Just said, okay, have a great night. Walked away.
Amy first moved in with me. And she's like, hey, you know, because when I would go up and stay at Amy's in New Durham, it had a nice lot of walking trails and stuff like that. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to show you a couple. And we went to one day, had a great time. We went back the following day, brought the girls with us. And I go, hey, let's walk down by the water. And they're like, nah, we're going to walk up here. And I run down to walk through the path by the water. And there is a teenage photo shoot going on. And the girl's in the water with no top on.
Yeah.
And I am mortified because she's not of age, and then they are covering up, and then I run back up,
Ricky.
And Amy goes, oh, you finally decided to join us? And I was all like, oh my God, we're not going down there.
Yeah. Now I've had run-ins with naked people, and the scariest one was up at, you know where Sabine Falls is? It's on the Kangamangas Highway. Okay. Beautiful trail that goes up to the mountains a little bit. Not a long trail because I was on it. Anyway, I go up there and I shoot early in the morning. It's misty and kind of foggy,
mm-hmm.
right? So I come back down the hill. I'm alone. The parking lot was empty when I got there. There's another car in the parking lot. So I get in and I go to my drive. Now picture this. I get into my driver's side door. I open it up and I'm putting my gear in the front seat, okay?
Camera gear.
I'm taking camera gear. Yep, and I'm taking my jacket off because it's kind of wet. So I'm kind of...
Camera gear.
And I'm in between. I'm up against the car, wedged in where the door is.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around, and there's a guy. Have I told you this?
I don't know.
Standing. He stood so close that I could not get out of that triangle. But where the door is wide open, and he goes, I swear to God, this is true. Huh? Were you out taking the pretty pictures? Mm-hmm. And I got all freaked out. I was like, God, he's a German. and he had me, he was like a close talker. And I just kind of put my hand up and kind of motioned for him to push it back, bro. Mm. Hans, whatever it is. I don't know what the name is.
He's here to pump you up.
And he was nice, but he's asking me where I was going.
Yeah.
Next. Freaky. And I said, I'm going to go down that way. And he goes, okay, I'll go down there. You're going to take some pretty pictures. I shit you not. And I said, yep, good. Jumped in the car, went the other way. But it was like, whoa, too close. Back it up. Back it up. But he did nothing wrong. He said nothing inappropriate. So no harm, no foul. Right?
Yeah. Creepy, though.
It's great.
Never know. So I,
but it is funny.
That's why I'm telling you, Greg, maybe don't sleep at the park.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I just don't worry about it. I mean, like, I'm not going to park this. I said, don't park at one end, and you park at the other end, you're fine. Park right by the road. Nobody's going to bother you. Get you 20 minutes of shut-eye, and then you're good to go.
Right. Now, see, I'm going across the street, and I time it out. That's where I'm eating my lunch now. So, but I do get tired going down that road.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, I'm going to grab lunch, so that way I can go home and get going, whatever I'd like to do.
Yeah. Yeah, lunch is the carrot. That's why I'm going home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to stop to have lunch, because, yeah, well, whatever. Hey, can I back up just for a second? I know we have Cooking on a Budget coming up, but the Tom Brady thing that we talked about, if you missed the last part of the show, Tom Brady is getting heavily criticized because he did, you know, one of those limited edition autograph signing events. And, you know, that's usually somebody like Gronk does. When Brady does it, you know you're paying top dollar, right? Because he doesn't do them. So he did this event and had to sign a ton of memorabilia for people for a lot of money, like thousands of dollars, to get his signature on stuff. And it's the worst signature you've ever seen. It's barely a scribble. And if I paid $4,000 for a jersey and had that on it, you can't even out a T or a B or anything.
Yeah, because what happens if you want to ever resell it or anything? People might not believe, even with the certificate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, not even on a reselling thing. That doesn't enter my mind. If I'm going to pay for something like that, I'm going to want to keep it forever. And you got to be able to make it out a little bit, you know? So I have some details on it. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Because you asked questions, Scott, and you said, bullshit, you should be able to sign and sign legibly and blah, blah, blah. I don't disagree with you.
I mean, he's you're not catching him going into the locker room. He's in a room. It's air conditioned. He's got everything he needs right there. And he does a shitty job like that. That tells you something.
People paid $3,600 per ticket just to get in and could bring one item, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One item. Only 100 tickets were sold, so that meant he only had to sign 100 things.
Wow.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Some of the memorabilia was already worth $450,000 and actually may have lost value with that signature that he put on it. That's how bad it was. They lost
value. He's
going to
make it up. After all this crap, people, he's going to make it up.
He wouldn't sign any football cards. The people got refunded if they brought a football card because he wouldn't sign a football card. He was paid to do this event. He could have said no. Sean sent that. Oh, yeah, absolutely true. He was wrong. It's a sloppy thing to do, right? But the fact that they paid, it was $3,600 to walk in the door. Nobody's worth $3,600 for an autograph.
I'm looking at some of the other stuff he has signed, and it looks like he signs it the same way for everything. It wasn't just this time. I don't know.
I showed you, and it was completely illegible.
It didn't look like a TB.
Yeah. How many autographs do you have?
The other signatures from previous years do look a lot better.
Yeah.
They do look a lot better.
Yep, I've seen his autograph. I don't have one, but I've seen his autograph. What do you have that's autographed, Scotty?
Oh, drum heads, drum magazines.
What's the biggest thing you have that's signed?
I probably have a couple Rob Zombie posters that I framed up, a couple Anthrax things that I have signed. Probably the most valuable one is I have a couple of Ronnie James Dio autographs.
Do you, Laura, have anything?
Jason Baratek.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly? I believe he signed something.
Ted Williams from the 50s, my grandfather, Kelly Brown, the original, was the police chief of Alton Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Teddy Ballgame would go up and go fishing around there. So
he loved Winnipesaukee.
Got to meet him.
Yeah.
So I got a baseball sign, but I have no authenticity.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to actually prove. I know it's Ted Williams.
Right.
Because he gave it to my dad. My dad gave it to me.
I have a Frank Sinatra autograph, and I doubt its veracity.
Okay, well, there are things that you can do now. Like there are websites that you go, and what they'll even do, Greg, is they'll say, Frank Sinatra») 1950s yeah. autograph. Frank Sinatra,
right.
60s, 70s,
but here's
80s, because people's handwriting.
They change.
Andy got everything. It for me. Yep. Andy went to one of those celebrity sign stores and stuff like that. And then I, you know, I read about how so many of those are fake. So
Batman Bob that signed you.
No. It's signed with like an old fashioned ink pen, and it's an old yeah, picture of him in the '50s.
And I
hope it's real. I hope it's real. I'm certainly holding on.
Where
to
is it?
It's home.
No,
but do you have it hung up? Is it somewhere?
No. I don't have it hung up. I don't know exactly where it is. I know it's in the house. Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that much if it's.
Well, no, it just didn't.
Oh, you
fit.
Just said I don't even know where it is.
No, it doesn't. It's like, where do you put it? Like, where do you put a 1940s picture of a celebrity in your house?
Well, I
don't
basement.
Have a room.
You have a basement.
I do office? Have a basement, but I don't have an office.
Well, you sit. You know, I thought you did your computer stuff downstairs.
It's all next to, it's open concept. So you can't really, it's not a
That's something,
room.
A basement thing.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, but in 1950s, it didn't fit. But I had it on my bedroom wall for a long, long time. Anyway, so I have that. I have Ringo Starr. I have Ringo Starr's autograph.
Now see, that to me.
And he doesn't sign him.
No, he doesn't.
And this was signed after he didn't sign him.
Yeah.
So it was really special.
Peace, love. Let's do our autographs. Okay.
I have Dave Roberts. With the mm-hmm. with the steel, I have David Ortiz.
I have
Bobby Orr's.
Jim Craig, goalie for the 1980 Olympic yep. gold medal winning.
I got a few
team.
Got a few autographs, but nothing that's really, you know, just me stuff for me.
For a while, what would happen is you know, through doing my metal show, they'd be like, hey, you know, thanks for playing our album,
right.
And probably for a better, it was called Payola. Mm-hmm. You'd get like a Ronnie James Dio backstage mm-hmm. pass that he signed, and I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
I got Matt Damon's in the office, and that's, you can't yep. even read it, you know. Brian Wilson, I got that.
Peter Gabriel. You touched upon it, and I just, because there are some people I want their signatures. These days, it would be like just a quick photo.
Yeah.
That means more to me than anything, but I just mean, he got paid an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
And that to me, if I was a fan, I'd walk out of there and go, what a dickhead.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
That 100%. Is just so.
I had people sign CDs, you know,
yeah.
Peter Gabriel, Bonnie Raitt, The Alarm, Steven Tyler. The Eagles, I got that stuff, but you know.
Yeah, I'd rather have a picture with somebody than their autograph.
Like, yeah, but that in the day.
Yes.
You had,
you put
the CD in your pocket.
I went to the show, I would take the CD coat jacket off and
exactly.
have it in my pocket and a Sharpie.
Yep.
You know, make it all real easy. All they have to do is take a second and sign.
I'm with you on that, 100%. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, and Laura's, one of her goals in life is to, I don't know if you knew this.
To feed you.
Save you money and feed you.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Hi, shoppers. How's it going, shoppers? It's your friendly manager here at the market. Love to have you here. Don't forget, you get more for your dollar when you're here at the market. I'd like to say hello to, stop on by and say hello to Kelly Brown, ladies and gentlemen. He's a 14-year associate. We fired him about four times, shoppers. And, you know, if you're a gentleman and you're in the beer aisle, he might just walk up to you and grab your joint. So just be ready for that, shoppers. He doesn't mean no harm. He's a good kid. He just gets a little handsy, that's all. So stop on by and see Kelly.
Stop on by.
Pride of Seabrook, Portsmouth, Ryan, about 14 other communities he's gotten kicked out of. Ladies and gentlemen, if you move on down the store to the motor oil aisle, it's Scott McMullen's shop. He's the one in the overalls. Kid makes a mess out of everything he touches, for Christ's sake. He takes like, oh my God, four baths a day. The kid's so dirty. Dirty kid, but he's a great kid. With a warm heart. Big warm heart, shoppers. Also, a swollen left nut. So say hello to Scott McMullen.
He got that taken care of.
And ladies and gentlemen, what a lovely piece of work we got for you down in Frozen Food, shoppers. She's as kind as can be. She's as cute as a button. She's also the world, she's the world champion at the I'm Better Than You Challenge, shoppers. No matter what it is, she's better than you. And she's here today to give you a cooking on a budget with Laura Boyce, shoppers.
Okay, Greg, your food of the week. Market Basket. Alfresco chicken dinner sausage, 2 for $7, which is a great deal, and they offer several varieties.
Those are the green, little green package.
They have buffalo, they have pineapple and bacon mix, which I've never tried before. They have a garlic, a roasted pepper and asiago, which
maple.
Is
they got a maple
my favorite.
Too, right?
They have sweet apple.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They have spinach and feta, spicy jalapeno, sun-dried tomato, sweet and smoky barbecue, and Italian style.
Love so sausage,
chicken
Kelly.
Sausage is good for you, and at this price, buy both for
$7. There you go.
Kelly, beer sale of the week at Market Basket. You have your Allagash, your Lord Hobo, Zero Gravity, and Jack's Abbey, $14.99.
Roadkill. Allagash, too, huh?
Yeah, Roadkill. Sweet of the week. Head over to Market Basket. I'm trying to give you healthier also sweet. Yo Crunch Yogurt. I know you like to do yogurt for health.
I do.
Well, these ones are for you. 5 for $5. They have Twix, M&M's, Oreo, Snickers, granola, raspberry, cookie dough, and peanut M&M's.
Okay, no. I do those. I do granola and raspberry. I do 2 a week.
Okay, well, they're on sale at Market Basket starting on
Sunday.
But
at least with the yogurt, with the granola, I feel like I am making a better choice than the Snickers
so
and those.
So you've never tried the Twix? I figured that would be up your alley.
No, I would, but I mean, I'm trying to eat yogurt because I'm telling myself this is better for me. But then if I'm adding M&M's, chocolate chips,
he's trying
ring
to jam
dings,
like Twix down your throat.
I know
you're trying
she
to be
is.
Better.
But wow. I know what he likes. I mean, $5 for $5. Good deal. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week, Market Basket. They have Panera. And Kelly, you might like this too. I don't know if you like Panera bread soup, but they have it available at Market Basket in the deli. They're only $3.99 starting on Sunday. And with all the varieties, too. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. We have your boneless New York sirloin steak. I bought some yesterday. Great price at $4.99 a pound. Whole young chicken. I bought two of those yesterday because I feed Otis his... a whole chicken for lunch all week, 99 cents a pound. Cod fillets, $6.99 a pound. Raspberries and blackberries, 2 for $4. Your pork tenderloin or loin fillets, 2 for $10. Hannaford salad blends, only 2 for $5. Your jumbo navel oranges or jumbo lemons, only 2 for $1. Thomas's English muffins, $2.65. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. The boneless sirloin tips, $9.99 a pound. And your 85% ground turkey, 2 for $7. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales begin on Wednesdays. California mandarins, $2.89, 3-pound bag. Your blackberries, $1.49. Tomatoes on the vine at $1.39 a pound. Washington pink lady apples, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. The cotton candy grapes, which I just don't, not into, $2.99 for the 2-pound bag. I know kids love them. Whole boneless pork butt roast, $1.89 a pound. Seasoned beef chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Artisan flatbread, $2.99. And your turkey kibasa, $2.19. I know, Roadkill, you like kibasa.
Yes, I do.
Turkey kibasa, even better for
you. I'm going to give you guys, you get some rice, kibasa, barbecue sauce, rum with it.
No cheese? I like melted cheese on top of the kibasa.
I can see where we would do that, but a buddy of mine gave me that recipe, and I'll tell you what, it was a staple at my apartment.
You're welcome.
What's the brand name on that?
It's from Aldi. You wouldn't go there. I could get you some if you want. $2.19. Shaw's sales start on Friday. The 4U sale where you need the app. Your T-bone steak, which is a great price on the $6.97 a pound, plus your lamb loin chop, same price. Raw shrimp for the 16-20 count, very large ones, $5.97 a pound. Purdue roasting chicken or Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, bone in thighs or leg quarters, only 87 cents a pound, which is a great deal. Lucerne bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $1.77. Your Nabisco family size cookies, which is Oreos for all you fans, and your crackers only $2.97. Coca Cola or Pepsi 6 packs, Polar soda or seltzers 12 packs, $3.97. Your freschetta or Screamin' Sicilian pizza at $3.97. Have a misprint here. Budweiser and Bud Light 30 packs, $15.99. Your Happy Thursday spiked refreshers, $10.99. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, $3.99, and your Tide Liquid Pods, Bouncer Downy Sheets are all $10.94 with your app. Other deals there at Shaw's, they're doing the same $1, $2, or $3 deals for your produce. You have to mix and match, buy five, which is still a great deal. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries are buy two, get one free. We have your cod fillets, $6.99 a pound. We have Jimmy Dean Bacon, $3.99. Your English muffins there or your Thomas's swirl bread. Buy one, get one free. That's great. Lay's potato chips, popcorners, or Tostitos, $2.49. When you buy three, limit to three. And Friendly's ice cream, only $2.77.
I think I'm giving up English muffins.
Oh, I go through a lot because Parker eats three egg sandwiches a morning during the.
Yeah, I don't do. I like. I have them like with either just butter or a little bit of peanut butter and butter. I'm tired of toasting them twice to get them toasty.
Can you just set your toaster?
Every toaster I had has never adequately done an English muffin on the first run. Hmm. Never, even if you crank it.
Wow.
Well, that's nice.
I like it crispy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you too.
If I can't make it that way, fuck it.
I cook toast them until my mom thinks there's a fire.
Yeah, there you go. Bread, no problem. Toast well every time on five. Huh. English muffins, whole thing.
I want it right in the middle. I don't want to eat it burned. It doesn't need to be nuked.
I got you.
Well, other sales. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. Your petite New York sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. Semi-boneless lamb leg, $7.99 a pound. Haddock fillets, $6.99 a pound. We've been talking about oysters because I really want to go to this restaurant.
Laura's frustrated.
Yeah, Duxbury oysters, if I just want to eat them at home, $6.99 a pound at Market Basket. Grape tomatoes, only $1.29. Idaho potatoes, $2.49 for the 5-pound bag. Macintosh apples, only $1.99 for a 3-pound bag. Club or townhouse crackers, two for $5. Market Basket pasta, five for $5. Cinnamon raisin bread, $4.89. That's available in the bakery. Arnold bread, only two for $6 with six varieties. Drake's cakes, and we talked about ding-dongs and yodels or whatever this morning.
Funny bones, man.
Funny bones.
That's Drake's. Well, Drake's two for $6, all 12 varieties. So get on that.
Two for $6, that's a deal.
It is. Caesar kits, two for $5. Your Purdue breaded chicken, including the nugs, the cutlets, all eight varieties, two for $5. And your Mrs. Bud's fresh white meat chicken pie, $6.99. Now, recipes for this week. I did meatloaf cupcakes. In honor of mom's birthday.
Oh, she loved them. I loved them.
And how can you go wrong? They got the hard edges all around them. You can't lose.
It's great because they're so petite, but with mashed potato and gravy, they just look cute, so I love doing it. And smash burgers I also made this past weekend, so the recipe is up there.
That's a double dinger of a weekend. Smash burgers and that?
On the same day.
Oh, my God. That's
lunch
great.
For everybody that was over the house celebrating the Celtics on at 1. They had smash burgers, and then after they had that, by the end of the game, it was dinner time. I made them all meatloaf cupcakes.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Awesome. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Well, have a great day,
Kelly,
everybody.
Kelly, so lucky to have you.
Oh, my gosh.
until he talks shit about the Celtics. And guess what? Him and Mom aren't eating anymore.
Oh, you're in trouble. All right. We will see you tomorrow, 5:30. We're going to do a round of Nobody Told Me. We haven't done that before. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.